Hello everybody, happy Tuesday. Hope you're having a wonderful into your Tuesday, whatever day it is you're watching this. And today we're going to talk about integrity and how to be viewed as having integrity, as being integrous, as being a person who people can count on. And so a couple weeks ago we were down in Utah. I was at a Chris Krohn event, my mentor, and he said something about integrity that really stuck with me, and it's something that I've realized that I do unconsciously, but now I'm like really conscious of it because I know it is it's super important and is the biggest reason why people believe me when I say things, because I do what I say, and that is part of the piece of how to be viewed as being integrous or having integrity. But before we get into that, if you're new here, my name is Logan Manzanares. I'm a business owner, I'm a fitness professional. I've transformed well over 2,000 people's lives through something we call health and fitness. I'm a real estate investor, a husband, a father, and one of the most grateful people on this planet. And so I remember sitting there in the audience, listening to Chris talk about integrity. And he's like, the one thing that I realize is that no matter how big or how small something I say is, if I actually follow through on it, people will actually believe me. And I was like, huh. And people actually start to believe me more and more the more times I actually do that. So I started thinking about this. I was like, oh, I think subconsciously we as human beings, we look for people to be incongruent. Basically, they say something, do another thing, and ultimately it helps, or it doesn't help. It creates a little bit of a distrust. And there's so many things that I see that people do, that they say they do something, but they do something, or they say one thing, but they do another thing, which ultimately creates distrust. So if you want to be integrous, you want people to believe you, you want people to trust you, do what you say. Really simple, right? And it's funny because it's like, yeah, duh, Logan, just do what you say. But people think about that like as the big stuff, right? They think about the things like that are worth talking about, I guess, for lack of a better word. Like if you say like, hey, I'm gonna go run a marathon, and you run a marathon, it's like, good job, you ran the marathon, right? Or I'm gonna go get a job, and you get a job. Good job, you got a job. No pun intended. But it's like the little things. It's like, hey, like, I'll call you back in 5 minutes. And then you don't call him back for a day, right? You lose a little bit of trust. But what if you said you call somebody back in 5 minutes, and you actually called them back in 5 minutes? Interesting, right? It's like, hey, like, I'll shoot you an email later in the week, and even be more specific, I'll shoot an email by Friday. What if you shoot that email by Thursday? I'm like, oh, this guy, not only did he said he did this by Friday, he actually did it the day before. And so like, those are like the little things that if you say you're gonna do something and you actually follow through with it, you create more trust, especially with somebody who you might not know really well, somebody who you're trying to earn their trust, and actually giving yourself this opportunity. So this is something that I realize I do, is I'll tell someone I'll do something when I'm trying to earn someone's trust, and I'll make sure that I do it beforehand. I'll make sure I'll go above and beyond. And it'll be like this, it might be something silly, literally like, hey, like, I'll give you a call back by Tuesday at 12 p.m., right? And I'll make sure that I give them a call back by 11, right? I'll just make sure that I say what I'm going to say, so I help build that trust within that person. They just know that if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to follow through. So that's an easy way, and a simple way, a simple hack to build integrity with other people. Now, how I want to look this back to yourself, because obviously this is all about you. And the most important person to have integrity to is yourself, right? And so especially when it comes to weight loss and health and fitness, like we fail ourselves more than we fail other people, right? And so it's like, hey, I'm going to start this diet, I'm gonna start this nutrition plan, I'm gonna start this my weight loss journey, and then all of a sudden you don't follow through, right? And so who are you letting down? Are you letting down your mom? You're letting down your kids? You're letting down your boss? You're letting down your husband? I mean, on some levels, you definitely are, because you're not showing up as your most powerful self, but like the ultimate person who you're letting down is yourself, right? And now you lost trust in yourself because you said you're gonna do something and didn't do it. And I think it's actually really important that the first person you must have integrity with is yourself. And so setting yourself up for success and not giving yourself too much to bite off, honestly, is a piece of that process. But if you say you're gonna do something, then gosh darn it, do it, right? Like if you're gonna say you're gonna go to the gym today, go to the gym. If you say you're going to eat to your plan today, eat to your freaking plan, because every time you don't do that is another moment that you lose integrity with yourself. And the moment you lose integrity with yourself, guess what? You lose integrity to other people, because all of a sudden, if you can't trust yourself, then can you trust other people? right? And as human beings, we love to project our own insecurities onto others. And so it's really easy to see somebody who is really insecure, someone who, you know, doesn't believe in other people, someone who's really skeptical. Well, that's because they don't really trust themselves. And so if you want to break that and you don't want to be a skeptical person, someone who doubts everything, someone who lives in fear, someone who doesn't believe, then you must first believe in yourself. You must trust yourself. And the best way to do that is just do what you say you're going to do for yourself, right? And a piece of that is also setting yourself up for success. So saying like, I'm gonna work out every single day for a year, for you might be silly. For me, I can say that because I've done it, right? And so honestly, setting yourself up to be successful and setting a standard that is realistic also is really important. If you're somebody who is 100 pounds overweight and you're like, I'm just gonna eat exactly to this meal plan, I'm never gonna eat carbs ever again, never gonna eat ice cream ever again, I'm never gonna drink booze ever again, you're literally setting yourself up to be a failure and to lose integrity and trust in yourself because it's not realistic. Now, can you say, I'll never do that, or I'm not gonna do that for 3 weeks, I'm not gonna do that for 6 weeks, for a period of time, I'm not gonna do that till I lose 25 pounds? Like, those are all things that are more manageable and feasible. And so ultimately it's just you finding a way to prove to yourself that you can do it and believing in yourself. And that's by just being a person of your own word. That's the first step, right? So if you want to have integrity, do what you say you're going to do. That's it. Plain and simple. And so that's my message I have for you today. Happy Tuesday. And think about the small things, think about the big things, find ways to build integrity within yourself. And then ultimately, if you want to build integrity to other people as well, say you're gonna do things and then follow through with it. That's it. Super simple. Okay. Happy Tuesday. My name is Logan Manzanares. I'm out. Bye.